Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is John Slavin. Welcome you to tonight's matchups between the Milan Wildcats and Rashier Tigers. On deck tonight is the girls' game. The starting lineup for the Milan Wildcats are Trisha Bowl, Jessica Taylor, Sam Shaw, Danielle Taylor, and Brooke Bankus. For the Tigers, the starting lineup will be Kimberly Elsie, Sheree Cole, Haley Kelsey, Holly Hazen, and Chelsea Collip. Teams are taking the floor, and we're just about ready to get underway. Ball's up, and Tigers control the tip-off. Elsie brings it across the timeline to the top of the key. Dumps it off over to Haley Kelsey over the right wing. She puts it on the floor and dribbles it around the baseline, takes it into the paint for the easy layup, and the Tigers are on the ball first. Bowl brings the ball across the timeline for the Wildcats, dumps it over the left wing, gets it back to the left corner. Girl loses the handle on it, but the Wildcats recover. Cross-court pass over to the right wing, back at the top of the key, back to the right wing. Taylor at the right corner, she dumps it into the right blocks, but she's triple covered, dumps it at the top of the key for a shot for three, is up and no good, right wide. And Kelsey with the rebound. Sheree Cole will bring the ball back the other way. She brings it across the timeline, dribbles it over the right wing, dumps it off to Elsie, and brings it back out, and gets it to Haley Kelsey, the right corner. Nice screen and roll to Elsie, and she's blocked. There's no foul call. Wildcats with the ball, and they'll bring it back the other way. Dribble into the paint, shot no good. Bad-looking shot. Hazen with the rebound. She hands it off to Cole, brings it across the timeline. Dribbles around the right side, looks to get it back in the corner, but brings it back to Haley Kelsey at the top of the key. She dribbles it around, back out to Collip up top. Collip dribbles it around to Sheree Cole, left wing. She dribbles it in the free throw line, back to Elsie at the top of the key. Back to Collip on the right wing. She dribbles it back up top, skip passes it over to Cole, but it's a bad pass. Wildcats with the steal and the easy layup. So with 6 minutes, 4 seconds left in the first period, we're all tied up 2-2. Sheree Cole with the ball. She gets it across to Kimberly Elsie up top to Hazen, the left wing. She bounce passes back to the corner on the near side to Sheree Cole. She dribbles into the paint over to Kimberly Elsie on the right wing, and she shoots for just inside the arc for two. So with 4:37, 4-2 Brashear. Bowl brings it across the timeline, dumps it off to Shaw, the left wing, back to the left corner for a nice screen and roll up. It's a little bit too strong. Haley Kelsey with the rebound, and Sheree Cole bring the ball back the other way. Comes across the timeline, back to Cobb up top. She holds the ball for a minute, then puts it on the floor and picks up her dribble into Hazen at the left wing into Sheree Cole. Nice looking backdoor cut. Good for two, 6-2 Brashear. Milan coach doesn't like that a bit, so he calls times out. Already got some substitutions with Huffman in the game. And Montgomery in the game for the Wildcats. Same folks on the floor for the Tigers. Tigers pull back. There'll be no press defense at this point. Montgomery inbounds it to 35. That would be Schnelly. Schnelly shoots from the right side, and she's fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot a couple. Lucky it was just inside the arc. Foul is on 25, which would be Haley Kelsey. That's her first foul of the game. So it'll be one team foul on the Tigers and none on the Wildcats at this point. Schnelly's first shot is no good. but she'll get a second shot to redeem herself. Schnelli's second shot is up. High arcing shot, no good. Kelsey with the rebound. Passes it off to Elsie over to Sheree Cole. Pressure defense by the Wildcats. Tigers break the press up to Haley Kelsey. Back to Sheree Cole up top. To Hazen on the right-hand side. Tigers bringing everybody back for an opportune backdoor situation here. Call up with the ball up top. Bounce pass over to Haley Kelsey on the right side. Into Sheree Cole in the paint. Her shot is up and no good. Tigers with the rebound, but they're going to call it a jump ball. 4-12 with left in the first period. 6-2 Tigers. Moyer and Salter in the game for the Tigers. Schnell brings it across the ball for the Wildcats. Passes over to Taylor in the right corner. No scratch, that'd be Montgomery at the right corner. Back to Schnelli up top. Back to Montgomery in the right corner. She shoots for three. It's way off the mark. And they're going to call it a jump ball. Be Tigers ball. Moyer will inbound it for the Tigers. Into Elsie in the paint. Going the other way to Sheree Cole. They break the press and get it across the timeline. To Moyer. Oh, nice looking pass into Elsie, who runs it into the paint. Her shot's up and good. 8-2 Brashear with the lead. 3:32 left in the first period. Schnelli brings it across the timeline for the Wildcats. Hands it off to Huffman up top. Back to Schnelli on the right side. Guarded by Haley Kelsey, back to Montgomery in the right corner, back to Schnelli. The shot for three is good. Haley Kelsey inbounds it to Elsie. Elsie guarded by Montgomery. Elsie gets across the timeline in a hurry, back to Sheree Cole up top. Dribbles it around towards the right-hand side. Bounce pass over to Elsie. Into Moyer. And she got the ball just a little bit too late. Her shot was no good. She was almost under the basket when she got the ball to her. Schnelli with the ball over the right wing. She passes it back into the paint. Shot is up and good. 8-7. Brashear with the advantage. Kelsey inbounds the ball to Cole. Out to Kimberly Elsie. She hands it back to Sheree Cole, who brings it across the timeline. To Elsie, who has a wide open pass to the bucket. She takes it up and the shot's no good, but she's going to go to the line to shoot a couple. Foul is on number 33, which is going to be on Ingren. 2 minutes, 19 seconds left in the first. Tigers lead it 8-7. Elsie's first shot is up and good. Wholesale substitutions by the Wildcats. Looks like they're putting their starting lineup back in the game. Scudder in the game and call up in the game for the Tigers. Second shot is up and good. 10-7, Tigers with the advantage. Boyle brings the ball across the timeline, dumps it over the right side. Shot is up and a ringer. It's good for three. So we're all tied up. Moyer with the ball ahead to Collip, who brings it across the timeline. And Collip was heavily guarded, and she's called with travel. So it'll be the Wildcats ball. Taylor inbounds it to Boyle up top over the right-hand side. To Taylor over to the left wing just inside the arc. Shot is up and good. Wildcats with their first game of the evening. Moyer will inbound the ball out to Salter. Back to Moyer. Back to Salter. She gets it across the timeline, up ahead to Collip on the left side. She's going to drive it into the lane. Her shot is up and good. 12-12 the game. Boyle brings it across the timeline in a hurry. Kicks it back out. The shot for three is wide left. Wildcats with the rebound, though. Back out to Shaw. Over to Boyle on the left, on the right wing. She drives in the lane. Her shot's no good. And the Wildcats with the rebound. And there's going to be a foul call. Foul is on 23. That'll be Kimberly Elsie. Cole and Clarkson in the game for the Tigers. Solder and Elsie will be coming out. First foul on Elsie. Wildcats inbounded under the basket. Shot's good. She's fouled. Hazen in the game for the Tigers. Christina Scudder will be coming out. 1:11 left in the first. Wildcats lead it 14-12. Bankus to the line. Her shot is up and no good. Wildcats get the rebound, get it into the paint. Oh, nice looking shot, up and good. Gal on the left side of the lane was wide open. Into Hazen, ahead to Cole, up to Collip. Back out to Moyer, to Collip, who dribbles it around up top over to Moyer. Back to Sheree Cole. Cole back to Moyer, over to Collip on the right side. Collip dribbles it out to free throw line, kicks it at Moyer at the left side, back to the left corner. Looks to drive the baseline, brings it back out, gets it back to Moyer up top over across Collip on the right side. Collip brings it out, top of the key, picks up the dribble. Gets it back to Sheree Cole up top, and she's going to take it over the left side to Clarkson, back to Cole. She's going to drive the baseline. Takes it up, her shot's no good. And the Wildcats will get the rebound. Come back the other way. Taylor with the ball. Kicks it over the left-hand side, and she's fouled. With 5.9 seconds left in the first period, Milan leads it 16-12. Foul is on... Not sure who that foul was on. 21, they say. Oh, that's going to be on Ashley Clarkson. Wildcats inbound the ball. Shot is up and no good, but they get their own rebound. And time expires. So at the end of one, the Wildcats lead it 16-12. So the teams take the floor for the beginning of the second period. It'll be Wildcats ball on the far side. Taylor inbounds it to Boyle, who takes it up the top of the key. Back over the left side, back to the corner. Girl drives the baseline. Her shot is actually doesn't get it off. It's blocked, goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Tigers ball. Moyer will inbound it for the Tigers to Sheree Cole in front of the Tigers bench. Picks up the dribble. And they get it ahead. They're right in the hands of the Wildcats. Tigers not able to handle the press in that situation. Montgomery with the ball. Oh, scratch that. Taylor. Back over the right-hand side. Shot is up and good. Good for three, they say. Looked like she was right inside the arc. Pressure defense by the Wildcats. They break the defense and get it ahead up to Kimberly Elsie at the top of the key. Over to Clarkson, ahead to Moyer. Her shot is up and a little too strong. Wildcats with the rebound. They'll bring it back the other way. Taylor takes it in a hurry, brings it up the right-hand wing, gets knocked out of bounds. And the Wildcats will retain possession right in front of the Tiger bench. 19-12, Wildcats with the advantage. Taylor with the ball. Top of the key, she hands it off to Boyle. He'll dribble over the right hand, on the left hand side, that is. Back out to Shaw up top over the right wing. Back up top to Boyle. She dribbles just inside the arc and shoots for two, and it's good. 21-12, Milan with the advantage. Elsie with the ball for the Tigers. She gets it ahead to Moyer. Ball goes out of bounds. It will be Tigers' ball. Elsie will inbound it for the Tigers. To awaiting Haley Kelsey on the left-hand side. She dumps it back to left corner. To Elsie, back at Shrey Cole up top, who dribbles it around over the right wing. Back to Haley Kelsey at the right corner. She gets it in the paint to Holly Hazen, but it's a little too tall. Goes out of bounds. It'll be the Wildcats' ball. So with 6 minutes and 10 seconds left in the half, Milan leads it 21-12. Boyle brings the ball across the timeline for the Wildcats. Passes it ahead, knocked out of bounds by Haley Kelsey. The Wildcats will retain possession of the ball. Boyle with the ball up top. Dribbles over the right-hand side, kicks it back out to the top of the key, over to the left-hand side, back to Shaw at the top of the key, and she walks with it. So with the turnover, will be Tigers' ball on the far side. 5:48 left in the half, 21-12, Milan. Shrey Cole will bring the ball back the other way. Gets it across the timeline, ahead to Moyer. Over on the right wing, she dribbles it in the baseline. Her shot is up and in and out by Haley Kelsey with the putback. Boyle brings the ball back the other way, gets ahead in a hurry to the right side. Passes it back to Boyle at the top of the key, guarded by Elsie over at the left-hand side. She's going to drive it into the paint, but kicks it back out the left-hand side. Just about loses a handle on it. Did lose a handle on it. Goes out of bounds. The Wildcats are going to retain possession. So with 5:15 left in the half, 21-14, Milan. Taylor will inbound the ball, gets it in to Boyle in the left corner. She kicks it back out up top to Schmelly, back over to Boyle, the left side. She drives it into the baseline, kicks it back out the left wing. Shot for three is no good, but the Wildcats get their own rebound. And the putback is no good, but they get their own rebound and put it back in, and this time it's good in the paint. Cole with the ball. No pressure defense by the Wildcats this time. She has the ball over kind of at the right-hand side, gets it over to Haley Kelsey, back out to Kimberly Elsie up top. Picks up the dribble and gets it over to Sheree Cole on the right side. She dribbles it in the free throw line and shoots a little too strong. Out of bounds off of the Tigers, so it'll be the Wildcats ball, and there's a timeout called by Coach Williams. So with 4 minutes 23 seconds left in the half, Wildcats lead at 23-14. Tigers came out strong, scoring the vast majority of the points in the first half, but the Wildcats have clawed back into it and gradually taken the lead and stretched out to 9 points at this point. I misspoke on that. It's going to be Tigers' ball. Elsie will inbound it for the Tigers. Tries to get it to Holly Hazen in the basket. Elsie went down on the ground, but Elsie came up with it. She dribbles back out up top into Holly Hazen. Over to Moyer at the free throw line. Back to Sheree Cole on the right wing. She backs it out, resets the offense. Tries to get it in to Holly Hazen, but right into the hands of one of the Wildcats, and they'll bring the ball back the other way. Drives it in the right block, Lose the handle on it. Haley Kelsey with the steal. Kimberly Elsie will bring the ball back the other way. Picks up the dribble, hands it off to Cole into Hazen. And Hazen about lost the handle on it, but Sheree Cole comes up with it. Cole into Moyer into... we're going to have a scrum on the floor now. And they're going to say that the Wildcats had the ball and they gave the coach a timeout. 3:33 left in the half. Wildcats lead at 23-14. Wildcats inbound the ball. Boyle brings it across the timeline to the top of the key. Dribbles around the right-hand side and shoots. Her shot's a little too short. Haley Kelsey with the rebound. She hands it off to Elsie, who brings it across the timeline. To Hazen at the free throw line. Back to Kimberly Elsie, who shoots from about the free throw line. Her shot is good. Boyle brings the ball across the timeline, top of the key, looks to drive it in, but kicks it back out for the right wing. Pass over the left side to Schnell. Schnell dribbles it out the top of the key, passes it off over to Boyle over the right wing. Back out to Schnell, top of the key, and she shoots for three, and shots way off. Haley Kelsey with the rebound. She'll bring the ball back the other way, hands it off to Kimberly Elsie. Brings it across the timeline over to Moyer. Into Collop on the right side. Collop will bring the ball back out. Passes it to Kimberly Elsie. Into Moyer. To Collop over the right side. Back to Elsie at the top of the key. Bounce pass to Collop over on the right corner. Collop dribbles it back out. Hands it off to Kimberly Elsie at the top of the key. Elsie dribbles around the right wing. Back to Haley Kelsey. Haley Kelsey dribbles around the baseline, but she's not quite open to Moyer. Hands it off to Moyer. Back out to Collop up top. Collop dribbles it around the left side. Picks up the dribble just inside the arc to Haley Kelsey. Kelsey tries to get it over to Hazen, and it's stolen by the Wildcats. She drives it in, but... shot is no good, and there's going to be a jump ball called. Tigers will retain possession. Kelsey inbounds it to Elsie. Elsie brings it across the timeline, gets it ahead to Moyer. Back to Elsie, and she dribbles it off the foot of one of the Milan players right into the hand of another Milan player. Back to the left corner now for Milan. Back out to the top of the key, and the shot, the three, is up and no good. Elsie with the rebound. Elsie ahead to Moyer, across to Haley Kelsey, into Holly Hazen, back over the left corner. Shot is no good, but Collop with the rebound. Back to Haley Kelsey. To Elsie at the top of the key, to Moyer, back out to Kimberly Elsie. Elsie dribbles it around the horn to the right side, back out to Haley Kelsey up top. To Moyer in the paint. She drives it into the blocks, and her shot is put up for, and good for two. 42 seconds left in the half, 23-18. Boyle with the ball. She kicks it over the left-hand side to Schnell. Schnell up top, over to the left side. Shot is no good, and she's fouled. She's going to go to the line. Shaw will be shooting two with 28.5 seconds left in the half. Milan leads with 23-18. Shaw's first shot is good. Scudder and Cole and Hill in the game for the Tigers. First foul on Danny Moyer. Five team fouls on the Tiger, one on the Wildcats. Shaw's second shot is good. Passing the scutter up to Salter. Salter gets it across the timeline. Back to Moyer, over to Sheree Cole. Back to Jesse Hill up top. Hill picks up the dribble, gets it into Moyer, into Sheree Cole, but she can't handle the hot pass. It'll go out of bounds and be the Wildcats' ball. Boyle with the ball for the Wildcats. She brings it across the top of the key, passes it over the right wing. She dribbles in, shoots up, and bounces back to her, but Moyer with the rebound. Cole brings it, has the ball, and time expires before they can do anything with it. So at the end of the half, Wildcats lead it 25-18. Now we'll have a little halftime entertainment by the Brashear Band.
Thank you.
All right, here we go in the second half. Wildcats inbound the ball to Bale. Bale cross court over to Shaw. Back to Bale, back out to free throw line over the right hand side. They lose the handle on it. It's going to be a scrum on the floor, and they're going to call a jump ball. 7:43 left in the third. Wildcats lead at 25-18. Elsie with the ball for the Tigers. She brings it across the timeline up ahead to Haley Kelsey, and Brooke Bankett just hammered Haley Kelsey in the head. First foul on Bankus. Haley Kelsey inbounds it to Kimberly Elsie on the left side. She brings it out off top back to Haley Kelsey. On the left side, she dribbles out top of the key. Bounce pass over to Elsie over the right side. She brings it back out and resets the offense. Dribbles over the right-hand side. Back to Sheree Cole in the right corner. Her shot for three is no good. Wildcats with the rebound. They get it ahead one-on-one. And can't do anything with it. And Haley Kelsey, well, she had it for a moment, but they're going to call a jump ball. Lucky there wasn't any points scored out of that deal. Elsie got up ahead quick enough that she could prevent the layup. Wildcats get the ball out up top to Shaw. Shaw dribbles it in the free throw line, kicks it out to Boyle. Boyle cross-court pass over the left-hand side. Back out top the key over to Boyle on the right side. She dribbles it into the paint, gets it ahead. Shot is up, no good. Haley Kelsey with the rebound to Sheree Cole. Cole picks up the dribble over to Elsie, who gets it across the timeline back to Collip on the left side. Her shot is short. Wildcats with the rebound, and they bring it back in a hurry. Bale's going to take it to the lane, and her shot is up and good. Wildcats awfully good in transition. Cole gets it across the timeline in front of the Tiger bench, in the paint to Hazen, back out to Elsie. It goes through her legs, and she gets it back to Collip. To Sheree Cole, top of the key, over to Haley Kelsey, back to Elsie, who sets up wide open for three, and her shot's good. 27-21, Wildcats with the lead. Bale brings it across the timeline, top of the key, dumps it over the right-hand side. Shot is way short, but Wildcats get their own rebound. Putback is up and good. Sheree Cole brings the ball back the other way, brings it across the timeline. Dribbles it right into the hands of Wildcat, and two on one. But the shot's no good. Elsie gets it ahead to Sheree Cole. She drives it into the blocks. Her shot is up and good. Wildcat's trying to get the transition going in a hurry. The Tigers able to get back and reset the defense. Bale with the ball up top. Kicks it over the right-hand side. Over the top of the key, over the left-hand side. Back to the top of the key, drives the lane, shot is up, and bounces around, but it goes in. Sheree Cole with the ball. Over to Elsie. They break the press, brings it across the timeline, over to Collip on the left-hand side. Back to Hazen just inside the arc, and her shot's a little too strong. Well, almost an over-the-back call by Collip, but she got away with it. Back to Elsie, and her shot for three is up and no good. Wildcats with the rebound. Trying to get the transition going. They thread the needle, and the shot is up and no good. And there is going to be an over-the-back call this time against the Wildcats. Foul is on number 12, which is going to be Sam Shaw. Coach is obviously trying to get the Wildcats transition game going, and boy, they're really running and gunning, I'm telling you. Kelsey gets it in to Elsie. Elsie brings it up across the timeline. Gets it in to Moyer. Back out to Jesse Hill. Her shot is up and a little wide right. Wildcats initially with the rebound, but the gal falls down and there's going to be a jump ball called. Wildcats, or the Tigers, will have the ball into the basket. Elsie gets it in to Jesse Hill. Back to Haley Kelsey on the left side. She hands it off to Elsie, who's going to dribble it out to the top of the key. Resets the offense. Over to Salder on the left-hand side. She's going to shoot for three, and it's going to be a little too strong. Wildcats with the rebound. And Wildcats bring it the other way. Dribbles it in to the Boyle, brings it in the free throw line over the right-hand side. Shot just inside the arc. No good. Haley Kelsey with the rebound, and I think there's going to be a charge of over the back. Foul is on Jessica Taylor. Inbound to Elsie. 3:47 left in the third. Elsie gets it across the timeline ahead to Moyer, into Haley Kelsey across the Salter, across the lane. Back to Elsie at the top of the key, over to Haley Kelsey on the left side. In the paint to Moyer. Back out to Haley Kelsey on the left-hand side. Back to Elsie at the top of the key. Over to Haley Kelsey just inside the arc. Her shot is good. 31-25 Wildcats. Boyle brings it across the timeline to the top of the key, and she's going to be fouled by Jesse Hill when she was trying to drive the lane. They're going to say that she was shooting, so she's going to go to the line. No, I take that back. She's not going to go to the line. Wildcats send the ball out back to the right corner. Shot for three is no good. Wildcats get the rebound. And Haley Kelsey, the shot's no good. Haley Kelsey with the rebound. She hands it off to Elsie, who brings it across the timeline, passes it back to Salter, left corner into Moyer in the paint. Her shot is up and no good. Wildcats with the rebound, and they'll bring the ball back the other way. Kick it back to the left corner, over to Bale on the right-hand side, and her shot is up and good. That Bale is a Boyle, or however you say her name, is a fine athlete. Elsie with the ball. She picks up the dribble back to Jesse Hill. Jesse Hill gets it across the timeline to Salter on the right side into Moyer, back out the hill to Kimberly Elsie. She's going to drive it into the lane, and her shot is up and good. 33-27, Wildcats. Boyle brings it across the timeline at the top of the key. Will drive it along the right-hand side. Kicks it back out the right wing. Shot for three is no good. Haley Kelsey with the rebound. Kelsey gets it across the timeline ahead to Jesse Hill on the right wing. Back to Haley Kelsey up top. Over to Elsie on the left side. Back to Kelsey. Back over to Elsie at the left wing. Back to Haley Kelsey. Over to Hill at the right wing. Back to Haley Kelsey. Over to Elsie. Back to Kelsey, who will shoot just inside the arc and short. And Wildcats with the rebound. They'll bring the ball back the other way. Two on one. They get it ahead. The shot's up and good. Wildcats call a timeout. So with 1 minute 32 seconds left in the third, Wildcats lead at 35-27. On the floor for the Tigers are Moyer, Collip, Hill, Cole, and Elsie. Moyer will inbound the ball for the Tigers. Into Cole. Cole picks up the dribble up to Elsie across the timeline. She resets the offense with 1:22. Over to Cole at the right wing. She's going to shoot for three, but short, but she gets her own rebound, and the putback is up and good. 35-29, 1 minute 12 left in the third. Boyle brings it across the timeline, kicks it over the right wing, back at the Boyle up top. Boyle over the left wing. just inside the arc. Her shot is up and right, wide right, and I think there's going to be the over-the-back call against the Wildcats. Foul is on Schnelli. Moyer's going to inbound it for the Tigers. She's going to be guarded by Jessica Taylor. Moyer into Elsie. Elsie picks up the dribble up to Cole on the right wing. Back to Elsie up top. 53 seconds left in the third. Elsie to Cole on the right wing. Cole over to Hill, over to Elsie at the left wing. Out to Sheree Cole up top, over to Hill at the right wing. Back to Cole, over to Kimberly Elsie, and she's going to drive the baseline, put it up, and she's going to be fouled, but they're going to say it was before the shot. Foul is on Brooke Bankus. That's her second foul. It'll be the Tigers' ball out of bounds. Elsie will inbound it for the Tigers. Elsie to Cole on the left-hand side. She's going to dribble it around the horn back to Kimberly Elsie at the corner. She brings it out up the top of the key, dribbles it on around the horn, back over to Cole into Moyer, back to Cole, back to Moyer, back to Elsie on the right side. Her shot is up, bounces off the front end, gets a favorable bounce, 10 seconds left. And there's a scrum on the floor, and they're going to call a jump ball with 3.4 seconds left in it. It'll be the Wildcats' ball left in the third, I should say. Tigers clawing their way back into it, 35-32. Boyle inbounds it to the right, the left side. Shot is up and off the glass and good. Boy, they didn't need to get that. Coach Williams not the happiest about that shot. So, at the break between the third and the fourth periods, Wildcats lead it 37-32. Five team fouls on the Wildcats, one on the Tigers. On the floor for the Tigers, Cole, Moyer, Elsie, Hill, and Collip. Moyer inbounds it to Elsie. Brings it across the timeline. Back to Cole on the left side. She dribbles it into the paint, tries to get it into Moyer, but they lose the handle on it. And Boyle's going to have the ball. She dribbles it in the right blocks. Her shot's up and no good. Collip with the rebound. Collip about falls down, gets it over to Cole. Pressure defense by the Tigers. Cole gets it ahead to Elsie at the top of the key, over to Hill on the left side, into Moyer, but the pass is stolen. Boyle with the ball for the Wildcats, gets it over the left hand side, shot, and passes it into the paint, and there's going to be a foul on Moyer. So with 7 minutes 20 seconds left in the fourth, Wildcats lead at 37-32. Wildcats get it out up top into the lane. Shot is up and no good, but she is fouled. So Bankus will go to the line. The foul is going to be on number 35, which is Danny Moyer. That's her third. Bankus' first shot is no good. Bankus' second shot is bounce, no good, bounces back to her, except Kimberly Elsie steps in front of it and got the rebound. She brings it across the timeline, gets it ahead to Moyer in the paint to Haley Kelsey. Her 12-foot jump shot's no good. Wildcats with the rebound. Boyle brings it across the timeline to the top of the key. She dribbles over the right-hand side, kicks it back to the right wing, across the lane, back out the top of the key. back the right corner shot by Boyle is going to be short. And kind of a scrum. But they're going to call a foul, I think, on Haley Kelsey. No, nope, they're going to call on Sheree Cole. That's her first. Cole comes out, and Jesse Hill in the game. Inbound pass is to number 25, Bankus, and she's going to be fouled by Moyer. That should be her fourth. Scudder in the game for Moyer. Wildcats inbound the ball. Back out up top to Boyle. Boyle resets the offense at the top of the key. Over the left wing. Drives it in the lane. Cross court over the right wing. No good. And ball goes out of bounds. Tigers be Tigers ball. 6 minutes, 30 seconds left in the fourth. Wildcats lead at 37-32. Elsie brings it across the timeline. Back out to Salter at the top of the key. Back to Elsie at the left wing. Screen set by Scudder. Elsie over to Haley Kelsey into Elsie as she was going in. But she couldn't handle it, but she gets it back herself. Kicks it back out to Haley Kelsey at the right wing. Looks like they're setting up for the back door. Back to Salter on the right corner. She dribbles it back out into Haley Kelsey. Back to Salter. She sets up just inside the arc, and her shot is up and good. Boyle brings it across the line. Dribbles it into the paint. Kicks it back to the right side. They're going to it'll be a scrum. They're going to call a jump ball. 5:36 left in the fourth. Wildcats lead at 37-34. Wildcats will retain possession on the jump ball. Sheree Cole back in the game for Jesse Hill. Wildcats inbound it right into the basket, and there's going to be a foul called on Haley Kelsey. Wildcats inbound it to the left block. Lose the handle on it. Haley Kelsey with the steal. Kelsey will bring it up towards the timeline. Gets across the timeline. Takes it into the baseline. Her shot is no good, but she's fouled. The foul is on number 25, Brooke Bankus. That's her third foul. Six team fouls apiece for each team. 37-34 Wildcats with the advantage. Kelsey's first shot is up and it's good. 37-35. Tigers within two. Kelsey's second shot is nothing but net. Wildcats with a one-point advantage. Boyle brings it across the timeline, kicks it over the left wing, back to the left corner. Drives the baseline. Shot's no good, but she's fouled. It's going to be on Haley Kelsey. Jessica Taylor to the line for the Wildcats. Taylor's shot is up and good. 38-36. Hazen in the game for Haley Kelsey. Taylor's shot is up and gets the favorable bounce. Hazen inbounds it to Sheree Cole. Pressure defense by the Wildcats. Cole gets it across the timeline over to the right-hand side. And Coach Williams takes a timeout. 5 minutes, 3 seconds left in the fourth. Wildcats lead it 39-36. 17,000 on the Tigers, 6 on the Wildcats, both teams in the bonus situation. On the floor for the Tigers is going to be Christina Scudder, Hazen, Salter, Elzey, and Cole. Tigers inbound it to Elzey. Sets the offense, dribbles it around the right-hand side, gets it into Scudder in the paint. Her shot is up and good. Tigers within one. Boyle with the ball, coming back the other way in a hurry. She drives it around the left-hand side. Her 12-foot jump shot's no good. And Sheree Cole with the rebound. She threads the needle, gets it up to a wide-open Elzey. The Tigers are back in it for the first lead in a long time. 40-39. Boyle with the ball up top. Over to the right wing, back to Boyle up top. She's going to dribble around left-hand side, kicks it out the top of the key over the right wing. Dribbles it in. Her shot is up and in and out. And Salter with the rebound to Elzey. Elzey gets it across and shoots about a 12-foot shot on the left-hand side. And Sheree Cole almost had the rebound, but there's going to be an over-the-back call over her. So she's going to go to the line. Cole's first shot is up and good. So she'll get to shoot another. Cole's second shot is on its way, and it's good. Tigers with a three-point advantage, 42-39. Boyle brings the ball back the other way for the Wildcats. Kicks it off to the left wing. She's going to dribble in the free-throw line, kicks it back out up top. Dribbles around over the right-hand side. Back to Boyle up top. Back over the right wing, back to the corner to Taylor on the right wing, back out to the free throw line, and there's going to be a jump ball call. Tigers are going to get the ball back. Wildcats take a timeout. So a 3 minutes 50 seconds lead. 3 minutes 50 seconds left in the fourth period. Tigers lead at 42-39. Tigers with the early advantage early in this game, but the Wildcats came clawing back in the second period and had led this game most of the second period and all of the third period, and have led as much as at least 10, maybe 15 points. But Tigers have gradually come back and are now back in the lead. On the floor for the Tigers is Hazen, Scudder, Salter, Elzey, and Cole. Hazen inbounds it to Cole. Pressure defense by the Wildcats to Elzey, up to Hazen, back to Elzey up top. Hazen with the screen. Elzey back to Sheree Cole, who's going to shoot for three, and it's short, but Elzey with the rebound and a sure shot off the glass is good. 44-39 Tigers. Boyle brings the ball back the other way in a hurry. Dribbles around the left-hand side, kicks about the left wing, back to the left corner. Boyle's shot is up and good. Hazen with the ball to Cole, and Cole's going to lose the handle on it. It's going to go out of bounds, but Tigers will retain possession. Coach Williams called the timeout. Not exactly sure that was the right call, but we'll take it. 3 minutes, 10 seconds left in the game. Tigers lead at 44-41. On the floor for the Tigers, Boyer will inbound the ball with Salter, Cole, Kelsey, and Elzey. Elzey with the ball, gets it ahead up to Salter. And the number 25 knocked that out of bounds, but Tigers will retain possession. Boyer will inbound it for the Tigers. Wildcats getting pretty aggressive here. Elsie gets up to the timeline across to Sheree Cole. To Elsie up top. She dribbles around the right-hand side. She's going to drive it into the baseline, but pulls up short. Bounce pass to Sheree Cole. Into Haley Kelsey at the free throw line. Her shot is up and no good. Wildcats with the rebound. Trying to get the transition game going. And they do. 44-43. Elsie with the ball gets it ahead to Salter. Over to Haley Kelsey. To Sheree Cole. They get it, break the press and get it across the timeline. Sheree Cole shoots the three from straight out front. No good. Wildcats with the ball. They're going to come the other way. Boyle brings it across the timeline. Drives it in the lane. Her shot is up and no good. Sheree Cole with the rebound. Coach Williams with the timeout. So with 2 minutes, 4 seconds left in the game, Tigers with the advantage, 44-43. Wildcats with a tremendous transition game. If the Tigers can keep them out of that, they'll be all right. On the floor for the Tigers, Moyer, Kelsey, Cole, Elsie, and Salter. Elsie with the ball. Back to Sheree Cole. Dribbles it off her foot. So it's going to be the Wildcats ball. Boyle with the ball up top over the right-hand side. Passes over the right-hand side to Schnelly. And they lose the ball. Tigers pick it up. And they're going to call a jump ball. So Wildcats will retain possession. Wildcats inbound it. Right into the hands of Elsie. Elsie to Moyer, up ahead to Salter, and the Wildcats knock it out of bounds, so the Tigers will retain possession. Kelsey gets it into Sheree Cole. They bring it across the near side, gets it across the timeline. Into Moyer, and her shot for two is no good, but she gets her own rebound. And she's fouled. Foul is going to be on Jessica Taylor. That's her second. So Moyer will go to the line to shoot the bonus. 1 minute, 23 seconds left in the fourth. Tigers lead at 44-43. Moyer's first shot is on its way, and it's good. Elsie and Cole back. Moyer's second shot is on its way, and it's good. Boyle with the ball for the Wildcats, guarded by Cole. Gets it ahead over to the left-hand side. And she's double-teamed. And Tigers with the steal. And she's going to be fouled. It's Moyer with the ball. So she's going to go to the line. Tigers lead at 46-43. Danny Moyer, of course, can hit the front end of this one-on-one. It'll make it a two-possession game. 1 minute, 11 seconds left in the fourth. Cole and Elsie back for the Tigers. Moyer's first shot is on its way, and it's good. Moyer's second shot is up, and it's no good. Wildcats with the rebound. They'll bring the ball back the other way in a hurry. Pass over the right-hand side, back out top the key. Back over the right-hand side, into over to the right corner. Shot is up and good. Moyer with the ball into Elsie. Elsie to Moyer. Oh, pass right to Boyle. Man. Right in the hands of Boyle. She's going to go to the line. 46.6 seconds left in the game. Tigers lead at 47-45. Tigers have to play smart here. Boyle to the line for the Wildcats. And Hirsch first shot is up and no good. Call up with the rebound. Hands it off to Haley Kelsey, to Elsie, over to Trey Cole. Breaks press to Danny Moyer on the right wing. Back out to Elsie. Elsie picks up the dribble. Back to Haley Kelsey. Back to Elsie. 28 seconds left and Kimberly Elsie's fouled. She'll go to the line. Elsie, a good free throw shooter, but we need them both. seconds left, 47-45. Elsie's shot is up, and it's no good. 10 team fouls on the Wildcats, so Elsie gets to shoot both of them. Her second shot is up, and it's good. Wildcats bring the ball across the timeline over on the near side. And she's called for a double dribble. Sam Shaw. Haley Kelsey will inbound for the Tigers to Sheree Cole. Cole ahead to Moyer, ahead to Elsie across the timeline. She picks up the dribble to Sheree Cole. And they're going to call it over and back. Boy, it did not look like Cole was across the line when it was called. 15.6 seconds left. Tigers with the advantage, 48-45. Wildcats with a timeout. seconds left in the game. Tigers lead at 48-45. Eight team fouls on the Tigers, 10 on the Wildcats. So any fouls by the Wildcats will send the Tigers to the line to shoot two. On the court for the Tigers, Haley Kelsey, Moyer, Collup, Elsie, and Cole. The Wildcats ball right in front. Boyle with the ball. She brings it across the timeline over the right-hand side. Her shot for three is no good. And it's going to go out of bounds and be the Tigers' ball with 8.8 seconds left. Wildcats will undoubtedly foul immediately upon the inbounds. Before Haley Kelsey could inbound, Coach Williams takes a timeout. That should be her last. 8.5 seconds left in the game. Tigers lead at 48-45. We've had a good one tonight. Tigers led early on, and the Wildcats got their transition game going and clawed back in it and got the lead midpoint in the second quarter and held it for the rest of the half and through all the third period up to as much as over 10 points. But then the Tigers began to work their way back into the game and about midway through the fourth period got the lead back and have held it since then. Haley Kelsey is going to inbound it for the Tigers to Kimberly Elsie, and she's immediately fouled. So she'll go to the line to shoot two. Tigers need one of these to make it a two-possession game. Elsie's an excellent free throw shooter, so hopefully we can get one out of this. First shot is up and nothing but net. 49-45. Second shot is on its way, and it's good as well. Wildcats inbound it to Boyle, who gets it across the timeline. Shot for three is up, and no good, but Wildcats with the rebound, and time expires. Tigers win it, 50-45. So the clock's been reset, and in a few minutes we'll be back. We're just about ready to get underway in the boys' game tonight. If you missed the girls' game, you missed a whale of a matchup. The Tigers come away the winners 50-45. On the floor for the boys, Milan boys, is Van Dusseldorp, Dixon, Ingen, Rubio, and Prophet. For the Tigers is Platts, Linhart, Watson, Clarkson, and Salter. So we're ready for the jump ball. Linhart to the line for the Tigers. Wildcats control the jump ball. Dixon brings it across the timeline, hands it off to Van Dusseldorf, back to Dixon. At the top of the key, back to Van Dusseldorf, pass into the paint, but he loses the handle on it. That's Prophet, who's out of bounds. It'll be the Tigers' ball. Nope, scratch that. It's going to be the Wildcats' ball. Wildcat, take it out top. To Dixon, back to the left side, back out to Dixon at the top of the key. Back into the paint, back out to Van Dusseldorf, back to Dixon, the top of the key, back to Van Dusseldorf on the left-hand side. He steps inside the arc and shoots short. Linhart with the rebound for the Tigers. Gets it across the line to Platts. Platts is going to drive it into the lane, kicks it over to Parks on the left-hand side. His shot is no good, but he's fouled, and he'll shoot a couple. Nice feed by Platts. Tigers will have the opportunity to score the first points of the game. Parks' shot is up, and nothing but net. Clarkson's second shot is short, Wildcats with the rebound. Van Dusseldorf with the ball, hands it off to Dixon. Dixon brings it across the timeline over to Van Dusseldorf. In the paint to the big man. He kicks it back out the top of the key over to Dixon on the right side. His shot is wide left, but the Wildcats with the rebound. They kick it back out the top of the key, back over to Dixon on the right wing. He brings it back out top side to reset the offense. Passes it back over to the right wing, but it's a little too high. Goes out of bounds. It'll be the Tigers' ball. Linhart will inbound it for the Tigers. 6:41 in the first. Tigers lead it by one. 1-0, in fact. Linhart inbounds it to Platts. Platts brings it across the timeline over the right-hand side. Drives it in the baseline. Kicks it back to Parks in the right corner. Back out to Cale Watson, the top of the key. Watson into Platts, back to Clarkson. Back to Platts on the right corner. He dribbles it out. Turns it around, takes it into the paint. He doesn't shoot it. He hands it off to Clarkson. Tries to get it into Platts, but it's knocked out of bounds by the Wildcats. This will be the Tigers' ball under the basket. Platts into Watson over in the right corner. Watson back to Platts. Platts will take it into the lane. His shot is up and no good. Wildcats with the rebound. Dixon with the ball. He brings the ball up across the timeline, up at the top of the key. Gets it over the left wing, into the paint. Watson with the steal. Watson's going to take it. Off the glass, shot's no good. Dixon brings it across the timeline. Ingen, the big man, in the paint. They get it into Ingen. Back out to the top of the key. Shot for three is no good. Platts with the rebound. Platts brings it across the timeline on the near side. Guarded by Dixon. Gets it over to Linhart. Linhart just about loses the handle on it, and it does lose the handle on it. They're going to say the Tigers knocked out of bounds. It'll be Milan's ball. 5 minutes, 14 seconds left in the first. Tigers lead it 1-0. Dixon with the ball, covered by Linhart. We get it ahead across the timeline, but it's bounced in the hand of Clarkson. And I think they're going to call a foul on Van Dusseldorf. Watson will inbound it for the Tigers to awaiting Platts. Platts brings it across the timeline. Dribbles it over the left wing back to Linhart. And back out to Cale Watson at the top. Back to Moore. Back out to Platts on the right wing. His shot is a little bit too strong. Goes out of bounds. And it's going to be off of Milan. So it will be the Tigers' ball. Platts inbounds it to awaiting Moore. Noah Watson, I'm sorry. He drives it into the lane and loses the handle on it. It's going to be the Milan's ball, and he had a clear shot at the basket and dribbled it off his foot. That was Dixon with the ball. A little sloppy ball handling right at the moment. Linhart will inbound it for the Tigers to Watson. Watson loses the handle on it. Milan with the steal, and the shot from the left side for three is no good. Platts with the steal. He's going to bring it coast to coast, and he's going to be fouled. Platts inbounds it to Linhart, but he loses the handle on it. It's picked up by Xavier Rubio, and Linhart fouls him. Wildcats have some interesting names. Inbounds to Dixon, to Ingren, to Van Dusseldorf. He's going to take it coast to coast. He hands it off to Ingren, and his shot's no good, but he's fouled. Dirk Van Ingen will go to the line. Venning and the big man, 6 foot five. Van Ingen's first shot is good. So, 4:14 left in the first, and we're all knotted up at one. Van Ingen's second shot is good as well. Tigers inbound it to Platts. Platts ahead to Linhart, up ahead to Watson. Tigers break the press. Watson back out to Linhart up top. Linhart over to Platts on the left side. Platts take a look, sends it back to the corner to Clarkson, back to Platts. Dribbles around the top of the key, over to Watson, who's going to shoot to the right side for three, off the rim. Wildcats with the ball. They send it ahead to the left side. Cross-court pass over to the right wing, shot for three is up and no good. Tigers with the rebound. Platts will bring the ball back the other way. Platts takes it into the lane. His shot is up and good. Nice finger roll shot. Ingen with the ball. They get it to head across the timeline to Van Dusseldorf. Back to Dixon. Dixon at the top of the key. Over to Van Dusseldorf. And the ball is knocked out of bounds by Clarkson. Should be Wildcats ball. Elam in the game for the Tigers. Linhart out. Elam on profit. Van Ingen with the ball, kicks it back out top. Cross court pass over to Van Dusseldorf. Back to Dixon, the top of the key over the left wing. They try to get it to Ingen, take a cross court pass, back out the top of the key, back over the left wing. He drives in the baseline in. Right in the hands of Elam. He hands it off to Platts, and we're coming the other way. Platts is going to drive it in the lane, but he's double covered. But he gets it in. Man, he had to force it, but he got it. Dixon with the ball. Pressure by defense by the Tigers. They get it across, break the press. Ingen with the ball in the paint. He kicks it back out to Dixon over to the left-hand side, left wing, back out to Ingen. Get it in the left block, shot no good. Clarkson with the rebound. He hands it off to Platts, who brings it across the timeline, drives it in the lane. His shot is up and good. Coach doesn't like that a bit. Tigers finally getting it rolling, 7-2 with 2 minutes 9 seconds left in the first. Two team fouls apiece on both teams. If you're just joining us, you missed a whale of a game in the first one. My understanding, Milan only having two losses on the season so far, one to Clark County, which is obviously a much larger school, and then to Mercer County, but undefeated in conference play. Took the Tigers a while to get going, but they pull off the upset, 50-45. Be a Wildcats ball. Wildcats get it ahead across the line. England. And it's going to be profit. It's going to be fouled by Clarkson, I believe. Foul is on 31. No, that's Cody Salder. Cody Salder is the jumpinest young man I have ever seen. Prophet's shot is up and no good. First foul on Salder. Prophet's second shot rattles around a little bit. Bet he makes it. 7-3, Tigers. Platts gets it across the timeline to Watson. Back to Platts up top. He's going to drive it in the lane. His shot is up and good off the glass. Platts is hot tonight. Dixon with the ball. Get it across the timeline over the right wing. Cross court pass over to Dixon. He's going to drive it into the lane, but kicks it over to Ingen. Back over the right corner. Shot for three. And right side is good. 9-6, Tigers. 1 minute, 30 seconds left in the first. Platts with the ball. Gets it guarded by Dixon. Gets across the timeline. Dribbles behind his back. Kicks it over to Watson over the right wing. Watson back to Salder. Tried to get it into Clarkson in the paint, but kicks it back out to Salder over the left wing. Back to Cale Watson up top. Over to Platts over the right-hand side. And she shoots for three. It's a little too strong. And they're going to call a foul. Foul is on 41, which is going to be Bill Elam. The Wildcats ball out of bounds. With 1 minute, 6 seconds left in the first, Tigers lead it 9-6. Dixon with the ball. Sends it ahead. Gets it across the timeline over the left-hand side. Back to Dixon up top. Over to the left side, shot for three is a little too strong. Linhart with the rebound. He hands it off to Platts, who brings it across the timeline at the top of the key. Dribbles behind his back. Back to Cale Watson over the left on the right hand side. He brings it back to the top of the key. Back to Linhart. His turnaround jump shot is no good. But Tigers with the rebound. Platts with the ball. Momentarily, but it goes out of bounds off of the Wildcats. So Platts will inbound it with 27 seconds left in the first. 9-6 Tigers. Platts inbounds it over the left hand side to Watson. Kicks it back to the corner. Platts. Cross court pass to Linhart. Back to Watson. Back to Platts. He looks to take it into the lane. His shot is blocked. Wildcats with steal. Dixon takes it ahead in a hurry. Transition. No good. Linhart with the rebound. 4 seconds left, and there's going to be a timeout called by the coach. Probably a pretty smart timeout. 3.8 seconds left. This will give him a chance to get a play. On the floor for the Tigers, Clarkson, Elam, Platts, Linhart. Missing somebody. Oh, Cale Watson. Cale Watson is the length of the floor away from the basket. Up to Platts. Platts brings it across the timeline and shoots for three. A time expires. Had a good shot at it, right about from three-point range. But it didn't fall. So at the end of one, Tigers lead it 9-6. Beginning of the second will be Tigers ball. Linhart will inbound it to a waiting Platts. Hedinger and Shipman in the game for the Tigers. Platts to Linhart. They try to get it into Shipman. And they're going to call, I guess he must have stepped on the out-of-bounds line. They're going to say it's Wildcats ball. Inbound to Dixon. Head to Van Engren. Drive the lane, shot no good. Tigers with the rebound. And Platts had the ball, but he stepped out of bounds, so it's going to be Wildcats ball. Pass out to Dixon up top. Over the left wing. In the paint to Ingen. He takes it to the rack. His shot's no good. And Platts with the ball. Platts takes his time walking him back to to awaiting Dixon across the timeline. Dribbles between his leg, kicks it over to Watson over the right wing. Watson back to Linhart up top, over to Platts on the left wing. Back out to Cale Watson. Back to Platts on the left corner. He's going to drive it in the lane, kicks it over to Cale Watson just inside the arc on the right-hand side. His shot's no good. And Ingen with the rebound, hands it off to Dixon coming the other way. They get it ahead to, I'm not sure who that was, but he put it up. It's good for two. 9-8 Tigers. Platts with the ball coming back the other way with 6:50 left in the half. Platts to Linhart. Linhart looks to get it in. Platts is right there in the paint. Hands it off over to Hedinger, and his shot on the other side of the lane is up and good. Dixon with the ball. Pressure defense by the Tigers. Wildcats break the press, drive it into the lane, and I don't know what happened. I think it was partially blocked, but it went out of bounds, so it'll be Tigers' ball. Hatcher inbounds it to number 31. His shot is up and no good. Shipman with the rebound. He hands it off to Platts. Platts brings it back the other way. 11-8, Tigers with the advantage. Platts up top, kicks it over to Linhart on the left wing. His shot for three is up and good. Wildcats break the press, drive it into the lane. Shot is up and no good. Linhart kicks it back out. Top side, right into the Wildcats' hand, and his shot for three is good. Platts will bring the ball back the other way for the Tigers. 5:52 left in the half, 14-11 Tigers. Platts gets it across the timeline, tries to kick it over to Watson. It's knocked out of bounds by number 22, Hatcher. Linhart will inbound the ball for the Tigers to a waiting Platts. Got some substitution by the Wildcats. Linhart back to Watson. Brings it across the timeline. Up the top of the key. Bounce pass to the left corner. Shot for three is up and a little too strong, but Linhart with the rebound. Linhart drives it across behind the basket. Sets up for three. His shot is a ringer, and it's good. 17-11, Tigers. Wildcats inbound it to number 21 to Profit. Profit hands it off to number 33. Pass over to the left-hand side. Get it into the paint to Ingen. Back out to Profit. Back over the right-hand side. Back out up top. Right back to the right-hand side. Cross-court pass over to number 21 just inside the arc. He doesn't shoot. They kick it back out up top. Back to the left side. Look to get it in to Ingen. And they kick it back out to number 11. He walks with it. So with the turnover, it'll be the Tigers' ball with 4:52 left in the half. Tigers lead at 17-11. Linhart will inbound it for the Tigers to the waiting Platts. Platts brings it across the timeline over on the left-hand side. Takes it into the paint, and they're going to say Platts was fouled. Foul is going to be on number 33, Xavier Rubio. That's his first. Platts will inbound it for the Tigers. Platts right into the hand of one of the Wildcats. It's going to be a two-on-one, and the shot's no good. Not sure, they must have lost the handle on it. Anyway, Tigers ball inbounded to Platts. And they're going to say that Rubio fouled him. That'll be his second in a real short period of time. Linhart will inbound it for the Tigers. Linhart hands it off to Platts, who will bring it across the timeline. He's going to drive it right in the lane, and the ball is stripped out of bounds. It'll be Tigers' ball. Platts back to Linhart. Back to Platts, who's going to drive it in the lane, kicks it over to Cale Watson, who sets up the three. His shot is a little short. Dixon with the rebound. Dixon to Van Dusseldorf, up ahead to Ingen, over to number 21 on the right wing, back to Dixon up top, and he's going to shoot the three, and it's going to be no good. But number 21, which is, I can't figure out who 21 is. Must be either Leppin or Harrington. But Dixon has it up top. Over the left-hand side shot for three is no good. Linhart with the rebound. Got number two number 20s on our list here. Platts walks it across the timeline over to Linhart, left wing, into Clarkson in the paint. He kicks it back to Watson over in the right wing. Back to Clarkson in the right corner. He's going to drive the baseline, kicks it back out to Kale Watson. He's going to shoot for three, and it's going to be good. 20-11, Tigers 3:32 left in the first half. Dixon with the ball, pressure defense by the Tigers. Dixon covered by Linhart. Send it ahead to Ingram. Crosses the lane. He's going to walk with it, I think. Yep, he did. 3:17 left in the half. Tigers lead at 20-11. Four team fouls apiece on both teams. He must have given the Wildcats the timeout before he walked with it. No, they're going to say it's Tigers ball. I'm not sure how the Wildcats got that timeout called. Linhart inbounds it to Platts. Wildcats ran into the Tigers screen. They called a foul on. First foul on number 12, Dixon. Linhart inbounds it to Platts in front of the Tiger bench. He walks it across the timeline, up the top of the key, over to Watson on the right wing. To Linhart back up top, and he shoots in a clear three, but it's no good. But Clarkson, with the rebound, kicks it back to Cale Watson. Over to Linhart, 12-foot jump shot is nothing but net. Inbound to Dixon, Dixon to Ingram. Back to Dixon, back to Ingram. Across the timeline. Double team by Clarkson. Into the paint. And they kick it back out the left hand side. Shot short right in the hands of Linhart. And with Ingram and Wildcats with a steal back to Ingram. Back out to Dixon up top. 2:23 left. Passing the paint to Ingram. His turnaround jump shot is no good. And Elam with the rebound. And Van Duffelsort went over his back. Will be Tigers ball. Five team fouls on the Wildcats, four on the Tigers. Linhart out. Salter in for the Tigers. Salter inbounds it to Platts. Platts covered by Dixon. And he tried to bring it across the timeline himself and he stepped on the line, so it'll be the turnover will be Wildcats ball. Platts trying to do just maybe a little too much. Dixon with the ball for the Wildcats. He brings it up just about. Got a over and back call, but they didn't make it. So Dixon up top with the ball over to the left-hand side, just about threw it away to Ingen on the left blocks, and Ingen does throw it away when he throws it back out to number 21. Salter into Platts with 1:50 left in the half. Platts brings it across the timeline at the top of the key. Kicks it back out to Salter over the right wing. Back to Cale Watson up top. Back to Platts over the right wing. He's going to drive it in the lane. Kicks it back out to Cale Watson up top. His shot for three is no good. Ingen with the rebound. Hands it off to Dixon. They'll go back the other way. Dixon up top. Dribbles it between his leg. Kicks it over the left wing. Cross court pass. It's going to be knocked out of bounds by Salter. 1 minute 19 left in the half. Tigers lead at 22-11. Number 21 inbounds it to Dixon. Dixon up top gets it over to the left-hand side. Looks to get it into Van Ingen. And his shot is good, and he's fouled. That was Profit, not Ingen. No, it was Van Ingen. Van Ingen's shot is in and out. Platts with the rebound. He'll bring the ball back the other way in a hurry. And then there's going to be a foul called on Dixon. So Platts will go to the line. One minute, 3 seconds left in the half. Tigers lead at 22-13. It's Dixon's second foul. Platts, normally a real good free throw shooter. And his first shot is up and good. Tigers lead by a dime. Platts' second shot rolls around and it gets the roll. Rubio inbounds it to Dixon. Back to Rubio, ahead to Ingen. Back to Rubio. Brings it across the timeline, dribbles over left-hand side. He's going to try to drive the baseline. Wanted to get it into Ingen. Cross-court pass, back out the right wing, back to Dixon up top. He drives in the lane, and they're going to say he double-dribbled. Salter will inbound it for the Tigers to Watson. He hands it off to Platts with 45 seconds left in the half. Platts brings it across the timeline, dribbles it in the paint, kicks it back out to Watson, back to Platts up top. Platts to Salter over on the right side. Tigers take a timeout. Coach Copeland wanted to kind of figure out what to do in this situation. We have 31.7 seconds left in the half. Tigers leading it by 24-13. Shipman, Salter, Watson, Clarkson. Nope, Salter comes back off. I was going to say that. Six, not five. Linhart will inbound it on the other side to awaiting Platts. 31 seconds left in the half. Platts takes his own sweet time, walks it across the timeline. Guarded by Dixon, just a little too close. Foul called on Dixon. That should be his third, so he's probably going to set out the rest. Number 21 again, in the game again. Platts' first shot is good. 25-13 Tiger advantage. Linhart out. Shipman out. Elam in. Salter in for the Tigers. Platts' second shot is up, and it's good. Rubio inbounds it to 21. Back to Rubio, ahead to number 22. Back out to Ingen, who's going to drive the baseline, and they're going to say walk with it. Linhart and Shipman in the game for the Tigers, Salter and Elam out. Linhart to Platts, who's double-teamed. He gets about to Linhart. Linhart gets it across the timeline, but loses the handle on the Wildcats with the steal. And they bring the ball back and shoot for three. And back out to number 40, which is Poffitt. He kicks it up at the last second for shots good. So at the end of the two, Tigers lead it 26-15. Have a little Tiger Band activity here. Hope you all enjoy that. If you're just joining us, you missed a heck of a matchup in the first game. The Lady Tigers win that one 50-45. All right, we're ready to start the third period. Tigers lead at 26-15. On the floor for the Tigers is Clarkson, Linhart, Watson, Salter, and Platt. Rubio will inbound it to awaiting Dixon. Dixon with the ball for the Wildcats. Emerging story here. Dixon has three fouls on him, and he's run to the point. Dixon to Rubio into Ingram. Back up top, right into Platt's hands to Watson. He's going to have it for the easy layup. He is up and good. Wow, that was quite a layup. Hot dog it a little bit. Dixon with the ball. Dixon to Rubio. Back to Dixon. Across the timeline to Ingram. Over the right, left wing. Back to Dixon up top. Dixon's going to drive it in the lane. His shot is no good, but he's fouled. Foul is on number 45, Danny Clarkson. That's four on Danny. Shot is up and no good. See if the coach pulls Danny. I guess he's not going to leave him in with four fouls. Second shot is good. Inpart inbounds it to Platts, who gets it ahead up to Watson. Watson over on the left side. Kicks it back out to Platts up top. Platts over to Watson. Back to Platts in the left corner. Platts back to Watson up top. Back to Linhart over on the right wing. Back to Watson in the right corner. Into Clarkson, back out to Linhart. Clear three is up and in and out. Wildcats with a rebound. Back to Rubio. Rubio to over the left-hand side into Ingram in the paint. And Clarkson gets a hand on it, and they're going to call a jump ball. Linhart to inbound it. Out to awaiting Kale Watson. Watson gets it across the timeline, pulls it back to Platts up top, over to Linhart on the left side, back out to Watson up top, key over to Platts in the right wing, back to Linhart, who's going to drive it into the lane. His shot is up and in and out. Tiger's shot's not falling right at the moment. Dixon brings it across the timeline up top, gets it over to the right wing. Cross-court pass to Xavier on the left wing. Back to Dixon up top. His shot for three is up and in and out. Ball gets kicked back to Dixon. His shot is up and no good. Ingram with the turnaround putback is good. Two Tigers on the floor. Too much height there in that situation. Watson threads the needle up to Platts. He's going to drive it into the right-hand line to Clarkson over to the right blocks. Back to Watson up top. His shot is no good. And Profit with the rebound. And I think he's fouled. No, they're going to call the foul on Profit. So it'll be the Tigers ball. That's his first foul. Platts inbounds it to Watson. Slick looking, no look pass. Back to Platts. Back to Watson. Back to Platts. Back to Watson. He drives in the lane. His shot is way far right. No good. Wildcats with the rebound. Wildcats bring it forward to Linhart in the lane. That means to Profit, then to Ingram. Wildcats retain possession of it. Rubio will inbound it for the Wildcats. To Dixon on the right corner. Oh, nice pass into the paint to Profit. His turnaround jump shot, Clarkson, I think, went for it. No, it's on 15. It would be Andrew Linhart. Profit to the line. His shot is up and good. Prophet's second shot is good. Platts were inbounded for the Tigers to awaiting Watson, but Van Dusseldorf knocks it out of bounds. The Tigers will retain possession. 5:14 left in the third, 28-20. Linhart inbounds it to Watson. And Watson is fouled, I think, by Rubio. No, it's on Van Dusseldorf. Linhart to Platts. Platts gets it across the timeline over on the far side. Drives the baseline but kicks it over to Platts. Back to Linhart. Linhart takes it in the free throw line. His shot is up and in and out. Wildcats with the rebound. Ingram with the ball. Hands it off to Van Dusseldorf to Dixon, who's going to drive it in the lane. His shot is up and he gets the roll. Good. Linhart's inbound to Platts, and Platts was fouled by Rubio. That's the third foul on Rubio. Harrington in the game. Harrington was the mysterious number 21. Linhart out, Salder in for the Tigers. Platts with the ball. Tigers need to get some balls dropping. Clarkson kicks it back to Platts. Platts up top, dribbles over the left-hand side to Kale Watson. Get it into the paint to Clarkson. And it goes out of bounds. I think they're going to say it was off of Clarkson, so it's going to be the Wildcats' ball. No, they're going to call it with a foul. Foul is on number 33, which is Kale Watson. No, 45, Danny Clarkson. Pass ahead, goes out of bounds. It'll be the Tigers' ball. That's the second on Danny Clarkson. They had four on him a while ago. I thought that wasn't right. Platts with the ball. He brings it across the timeline. Kicks it over to Watson on the left wing. His shot for three is up and no good. Wildcats with the rebound. Two on one. And they're going to call the Wildcat for a double dribble. Amazing. Tigers take a timeout. 4 minutes, 6 seconds left in the third. Tigers lead it 28-22. 3 team fouls apiece on both teams. Emerging story is the point guard for the Wildcats has 3 fouls on him, so he's going to have to be kind of careful. Tigers having a little trouble getting their shots to drop in this second half. Kind of gone a little bit cold on them. Salder inbounds to Kale Watson. Watson brings it across the timeline, dribbles it along the right side of the lane, sets up along the baseline. His shot's no good, but Platts with the rebound and the putback, and he's fouled. Foul is on Van Ingen. That's his second. Platts will go to the line. First shot is up, and it's in and out. Ingen out. Gregson in for the Wildcats. Platts' second shot is nothing but net. Harrington inbounds it to Dixon, back to Harrington, back to Dixon. Wildcats, and Dixon walks with it. Tigers will get the ball across on the other side. Salter will inbound it to a waiting Platts. 3 minutes, 40 seconds left in the third. Tigers lead at 29-22. Platts brings it across the timeline at the top of the key, kicks it over to Salter on the left side. Back to Platts in the corner. He drives the baseline. His shot is up and no good, but he gets his own rebound. Kicks it back out to Kale Watson. His shot's no good. Put back is no good. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Tigers' ball. Platts will inbound it for the Tigers to Kale Watson in the right corner. He brings it out back to Platts in the right corner. His shot is nothing but net. They're only going to give him two, but it was right on the line. Dixon with the ball, gets it ahead. They break the press coming across the line, drives it in the lane. Shot is up and no good. Dixon with the rebound. Back out over to the left-hand side. Shot is in and out. And Elam had his hand on it, but it went out off of a Wildcat. Salder inbounds it to Platts. 2:55 left in the third. Tigers lead it 31-22. Platts brings it across the timeline. He's going to take it in the lane, but kicks over to Watson on the left-hand side. He's going to take it in, kicks it over to Danny Clarkson. His shot off the glass is good. Harrington inbounds it to Dixon. Back to Harrington. They break the pass, get it across over the right-hand side. Shot is up and good. Salter gives it to Platts. And Platts will bring it back the other way. Platts walks it up. Gets it across the timeline to Watson over on the right wing. Back to Platts on the right corner. Back to Platts up top. Back to Watson up top. To Elam in the lane. His shot is up and no good. Dixon with the rebound. He brings it back the other way in a hurry to 22 Hatcher, and he walks with it. So it'll be Tigers ball. Salder inbounds it to Platts. Gathered by Hatcher. Platts gets it across the timeline to Salder over the left-hand side. He backs it out. Resets the offense. 1:47 left in the third. Back to Platts on the left wing. Platts drives the baseline, hands it off to Salder, or to Clarkson. He can't handle it. Dixon with the ball. They get it up ahead. Turnaround shot in the lane is no good. Salder with the rebound to Watson. To Platts, who will bring it across the timeline. Platts drives in the lane, kicks it back out to Watson over the right side. Back to Salder up top. Back to Watson up top. Over to Platts on the right wing. Back to Salder up top. Back to Platts on the right wing. Back to Watson at the top of the key. Back to Platts. 1 minute, 5 seconds left. Back to Salder up top. 59 seconds left. Platts with the ball on top. Salder over the right-hand wing. Back to Platts in the corner. Back to Clarkson in the lane. His shot is up and good. Nice-looking play. Nice-looking. Tigers real patient. Dixon with the ball for the Wildcats. Pressure defense by the Tigers. They get it ahead. And the right-hand side shot is up and no good. Nice-looking box out. Platts with the ball. He brings it across the timeline to the top of the key. 25 seconds left. He drives it in the lane. His shot is good. Dixon with the ball for the Wildcats. Pressure defense by the Tigers. They get it ahead across the line. Right in the hands of Platts. But he had it for a second, then they called a jump ball. It's going to be the Wildcats ball. Hatcher inbounds it to Dixon. 8 seconds left. Dixon gets it to Ingham. Back out to the left lane to Hatcher, who drives it in. His shot's no good. Ingham with the rebound. Time expires. Nice job by the Tigers. So at the end of the three, Tigers lead it 37-24. You missed the girls' game. You missed a whalo good game. Seesaw matchup between the Milan and the Lady Tigers. Tigers end up on top 50-45. Beginning of the fourth period in this one, Tigers lead it 37-24. Be great if the Tigers get away with this one with a couple. And two teams here from the Tri-Rivers Conference. Be Tigers ball. Linhart will inbound it for the Tigers to awaiting Watson. Watson brings it across the timeline, guarded by Dixon. Over to Linhart. But with the steal. Sloppy play by the Tigers. Wildcats get the score. Inbound it to Platts. Platts brings it ahead. He's going to drive it in the lane. The shot for two is good, and he's fouled. I think Platts was just mad. And he took it to the rack and made him pay for it. Fouls on number 31, Ingen. No, I think that back was on Profit. Five team fouls on the Wildcats. Platts' shot is good for the trifecta. Dixon with the ball, bringing it the other way. 40-26 Tiger advantage. Head to Ingen. Shot for three on the left-hand side is short, right in the hands of Linhart. And they're going to call a jump. Rubio will inbound it for the Wildcats. Get it out to Dixon up top the key. He drives it in, and he's going to be fouled. Foul is on Platts. That's his second. Dixon will go to the line. 14 fouls on the Tigers, 5 on the Wildcats. Dixon's shot is on its way, and it's good. He looks to be a good foul. Free throw shooter, and he is. Dixon's second shot is up, and it's good. But they're going to disallow, say he stepped across. 40-27, Tigers. Linhart will inbound it to a waiting Platts. Get it ahead to Watson, who brings it across the timeline. Man, he almost got a moving back call on him. Watson dribbles behind his back into the lane. His shot is up and no good. Ingen with the ball, gets it ahead. They're going to drive it into the lane, kicks it over the right-hand side, set up for three, back to Dixon. His shot for three is no good. Right into the waiting hands of Platts. Platts dribbles behind his back, brings it up across the timeline. And they're going to say he walked with it. Brent trying to do just a bit too much. Playing a great game, though. Dixon ahead to Ingram. Back to Van Dusseldorf. Back to Dixon up top. Back in the paint to Ingram. Cross-court pass. Back out to Dixon up top. Back to the left corner. To Ingram, who wanted to run the baseline. It wasn't open to him. Back cross-court pass over the right corner. Back to Dixon up on the top of the key. Back to Profit in the paint. Back to number 11, Ingram. No, Profit with the rebound. His shot is up and good. Platts with the ball. And there is a foul called on him. Foul is on number 21. This is Harrington. Platts with the ball for the Tigers. 16 fouls now on the Wildcats. Platts up top. 5:48 left in the fourth. Platts back to Watson on the left wing. Back to Platts up top. And Platts tries to drive the lane. There's going to be a foul called on Van Dusseldorf. Platts just dares them to foul him. And then they do. That's a fourth foul on Van Dusseldorf. Platts' first shot is up and nothing but net. Salter and Shipman in the game. Linhart coming out. Hedinger coming out. 5:33 left in the fourth. Tigers lead at 41-29. Platts' second shot is no good. Ingram with the rebound. Get it ahead to Dixon. Just about loses the handle on it, but it comes back to Dixon. His shot is up and good. Timeout called by the Wildcats. 5:21 left in the game. Tigers lead it 41-31. Be the Tigers' ball after the timeout. Linhart will inbound it for the Tigers. To waiting Platts. Platts up to Watson. Back to Platts. Platts brings it across the timeline. Back to Watson over the right wing. Pulls it out. Over to Linhart, the left corner, into Shipman. Kicks it back out to Watson up top. There's going to be a 3-second violation called, I think, on Shipman. Elam in the game for the Tigers for Shipman. Not in the game very long. Dixon with the ball for the Wildcats. They break the press. Take it in, and the shot is up and no good. Clarkson with the rebound to Platts. Elam offered up his body on that one, up ahead to Clarkson, who shot us up and good. Clarkson in the paint. That was a nice-looking feed. Platts with a nice assist. Dixon with the ball gets it ahead to Van Dusseldorf. Back to Dixon, over to Rubio. Rubio's shot good. Platts with the ball. 43-34 Tigers. Platts brings it across the timeline. He's going to take it in the lane, and his shot layup is good. They didn't dare foul him that time. Dixon with the ball. Rubio over to, back to Dixon, back to Ingram, ahead to Van Dusseldorf. Van Dusseldorf back to Dixon up top. His shot for three is good. Dixon a fine shooter. Linhart gets it out to Watson, who about loses the handle on it. Up ahead to Platts. Platts brings it across the timeline over to the left-hand side, dribbles between his leg, takes it into the lane. His shot is up and good. 47-37, up by a dime again. Wildcats break the press, and they're called for travel. Wildcats call a timeout. 3:32 left in the game. Tigers lead it by a dime. Salder will inbound it for the Tigers. To awaiting Platts. Platts gets it across the timeline. See if the Tigers try to slow it down a little bit. Platts over to Watson. No sign of slowing down right now. Cross court over to Salder. Salder back to Clarkson over the right wing. He's going to drive the baseline. Back to Platts at the right wing. 3 minutes, 7 seconds left in the game. Platts dribbles it around over to Watson on the left wing. Watson pulls it back, guarded by Dixon. Over to Salter on the right side, back to Watson up top. Back to Salter over the right wing, back to Watson. Back to Danny Clarkson, back to Salter, to Platts up top. 2:44. Platts drives it in, an off-balance shot is way short. Ingram with the rebound, hands it off to Dixon. They'll bring it the other way. Wasted that opportunity there, but did run a lot of time off the clock. Dixon to Profit over to the left-hand side. Shot for three is no good. Elam with the rebound to hands it off to Platts, who brings it back the other way. 2:20 left in the game. Platts walks it over to the right-hand side, over to Watson. Tries to pass it in. Dixon with the steal. They'll bring it back the other way. Gets it ahead for the easy layup to number 22, and the shot's up and good. Salter ahead to Watson, over to Platts, 47-39. Platts brings it across the timeline. Drives it in the paint. His shot is up and good. 1:52 left in the game, 49-39. Back to a dime. Dixon with the ball. Pressure defense by the Tigers. Wildcats break the press, get it ahead. Tries to drive the lane, and he does. Proppet with the rebound and the putback. Salter to Platts. 1:30 left in the game. Platts gets it across the timeline, and he's fouled by number 22, Hatcher. So with the Tigers leading by 8, Platts will go to the line to shoot the front end of the bonus. Tigers with the opportunity to keep him at bay. Platts' first shot is on its way, and it's good. So we get a chance to put him back up to 10. Platts' second shot is up, and it is no good. Ingram with the rebound. Wildcats bring it across the timeline, bring it back to Hatcher. Hatcher over to Dixon on the left side. His shot for 3 is good. They got to get an answer for Dixon. Platts will bring it across the timeline. Covered by Dixon. Kicked it back out to Linhart. Into Clarkson. And Clarkson was fouled by Ingram. 44-50. Third foul on Ingram. 59 seconds left in the game. Clarkson can hit this one. His shot is up and no good. The Tigers with the rebound. Platts, naturally, gets the rebound. Kicks it over to Watson. In the paint to Clarkson. Back out to Watson, over to Platts. 48 seconds. Platts kicks it over to Linhart. His shot for 3 is no good. But Watson with the rebound into Platts. Platts pulls it back out. Back out to Watson. Back to Platts in the corner. And he loses the handle on it. Wildcats break the ball back the other way. They kick it ahead to Linhart. Linhart with the steal to Platts. Platts ahead to Linhart. Across the line up to Shipman. Shipman out to cross court out to Watson. 10 seconds left in the game, and he's fouled. Watson with the opportunity to go to the line and make it a 3-possession game. That's the 10th foul on the Wildcats. Foul is on number 22, Hatcher. First shot is no good. Nine seconds left. Watson's second shot is good. 3-possession game. Wildcats get ahead to Dixon. Dixon about loses the handle on it. He brings it across the timeline, back to the right corner. And he drives the line, and time expires. And that's it. Tigers win it, 51-44. So you missed the Jim Dandy set of games tonight. Tigers win both of them. The girls come away with a seesaw matchup, 50-45, and the boys win theirs, 51-44. This is a copyrighted broadcast by the Adair County R2 School District. Any use or rebroadcast or retransmission of this game without the express written consent of the Adair County R2 School District is expressly prohibited. Thanks for joining us. That's all.